Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. What's going on, K-State Nation, on this Friday edition, August 21st, 2026, postcast winning edition of this podcast. Very much time listening, checking out this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into the episode. Now, saying all that, I'm recording this on Friday, so happy weekend, K-State Nation, pretty much. I do have to work tomorrow, but it is what I basically sacrificed myself like I have for the last 7 months at work, so there's that. But anyways, again, this is your very first time checking out this podcast. We're all things K-State athletics, whether that is women's volleyball, soccer, men's women's basketball, football, and everything else in between. What the heck was that about? Coming to you from the EG3 confines, and per usual, people being silly out here. But and that's putting it nicely. Let's say that. But yeah, postcast, getting right into it before I get real off the rails. Postcast, K-State women's soccer. Oh, I was going to, yes. Let me finish this up real quick. So yes, if this does not go up tonight, this will be if this doesn't go out tonight, because I already have an episode that I've already recorded, which will come out probably shortly. This soccer episode will come out tomorrow morning, because there's nothing else going on right now. So there's that. That's in a lot of that. So, okay. Yeah, so last night, and I said when I saw this stat all week, Missouri State owning K-State, I'm like, what's that? That has not happened. Well, the good story for K-State women's soccer continues last night, as K-State shut out Missouri State last night in the 2026 home opener for K-State women's soccer and head coach Colleen Corbin last night, 3-0. And it's for the second straight year in a row in the Corbin era that the soccer squad has started out with a 3-0 record there as well. Numbers here that pop out, or I wrote down anyways, right off the bat. Here is K-State, and I clamor for offense. Hey, if this team, again, if this team's going to continue to win soccer matches throughout the rest of the year, they need to be putting shots toward the other team's net and getting the goals in, right? 32 shots last night, tied for the most in school. That tied the school record there with 13 on goal. What's this? This is stupid. Anyways, I'm gonna get in trouble. It's like, I'm gonna call. Anyways, yeah. So 32 shots on goal there, and they missed tying the school record last night. They're one off the school record. 33, which was set against Creighton, and this was a while back, several years ago, back in 2017, there as well. And we have now seen the quick strike offense for the second straight game. So you remember Hawaii, we fell behind early, and then K-State strong battled back. And this is just over 5 minutes ago. Okay, so we went back a little bit. Let's slow down a little bit. So Hawaii jumped on K-State 9 and 5 minutes into the game, and then K-State quickly responded 5 minutes later. This time around, K-State just a tad over 5 minutes a game in the 6 minute scores the first goal of the match last night there, and then of course added a couple more. And actually, this is McKinnon Braswell scoring, got the party for K-State started last night very early from Rylan Rintel. And that actually, that 5 minute 34 mark last night was the quickest goal score by K-State yet. So there's that there as well. These numbers look crooked. We're going to take a look at the box score here from this 3-0 shutout dub on Missouri State. Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. That goal, early goal I was just talking about, was the only goal of the first half there. So it got murky there for a minute there. 1-0, and then K-State added two more. Missouri State didn't do anything there. Let's just go through the scoring last night there. So McKinnon Braswell scored a second goal last night. Let's get things back on track here. And then Rylan Lintow got her second goal of the year last night. In the second half, this came seven. This was a little bit deeper in the game there as well. And then towards the end of the game, you get an unassisted goal by Kennedy Miller. So each of these ladies, Braswell, Rantau, and you figure in this mix, Braswell, Rantau, you're gonna figure right on into this mix here in 2026. And then another unassisted goal by a K-State offensive player, this time in Kennedy Miller, to put any doubts in our minds last night, right? So there's that. But yeah, K-State absolutely dominated. Again, this is wild. 32-2. 13 of the almost half of those shots were on goal there. Three went in. I'm surprised it wasn't even more than what it was last night. Missouri State had a bunch of saves. don't matter though. 10-1 there. Corner kicks, 11-1 K-State. Offsides even at 2 apiece. Fouls 10-7 in favor of K-State. Nobody had yellow cards. Nobody had red cards in this match there, as well as K-State bumps their record to 3-0 with South Dakota State looming this weekend on Sunday afternoon. Eddie Greer, another postcast edition, winning edition of this podcast here, folks. We're off to a wacky start here on a Friday morning, or late Friday morning anyways. Eddie Greer here for this podcast per usual there as well. So there's that. Yeah, so let me see here. Is anything else? Yeah, more importantly, I know this is a quicker number about the Boosie Family Park and while the Wildcats in its history have quicker number on the other way around, but so far under Colleen Corbin, head coach of this team, you're over 500 at home. 5-3-1 there as well. So that's huge there as well. So there's that. Rylan Rintel, back to her real quick. Now has moved into a tie for 8th on the school career goals mark for K-State there as well. Rintel now moves up her career point total to 15 there as well. And now Braswell and Rintel, as you probably should have listened to, are tied for the most in goals early. And yes, I think they're going to figure into a huge part in this offense there if K-State's going to continue to go in the right direction here in 2026. Yes, I know it's Missouri State, Hawaii, and who was the other team that we played? In Seattle, right? So we're all moving in the right direction, right? So there's that as well. We'll get to Colleen Corbin here in just a minute. Let me see here. Colleen Corbin here. Her office last night. Well, yeah, I know it's Missouri State, but her office last night was very, 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 very aggressive. And we're going to pick up this conversation right here from Coach Corbin, saying, I think our attack right now is really dynamic. There's a lot of different people that are playing a really big role. And so that is making it really hard for other teams to defend and for people to account for the different types of players that we have in our attack. So it's just been really fun to see how dynamic it is. That was something that we took out of the Omaha game, was that we felt like we were getting into really dangerous areas, but we weren't necessarily generating real chances. And so the fact that we're now creating bazillion chances and also scoring goals is really exciting, end quote, there as well. So you got that going on there as well. And of course, and we're going to pick this up, actually. I mean, who we're going to pick for the player of the night? What's doing McKinnon Braswell on this winning postcast edition of this podcast here? She talks about her the hot start. Look, we're only 3 week games in. We're gonna see can this offense still move like it is when we get into conference play? And maybe we get, maybe we'll get a sneak peek at it when South Dakota State, when they do take on South Dakota State this weekend there as well. But yeah, so it, yeah, they've obviously the offense, they listen to this podcast, because I was on the rant a little bit there. This offense, hey, you got elite defense. We know about your goalkeeper, my siblings, awesome. The defense is physical enough and all that. Can this offense create chances and put the pressure on defense? I mean, the three teams we played, I mean, they probably did so far, but we're really finding out that question maybe this weekend against South Dakota State. And of course, when we get to Big 12 play, all that's going to be tested. But right now, we'll take that 3-0 start for the second straight year in a row, as Colin Corbin leads the squad. There's well, McKinnon Braswell. Let's finish this up here from her. Quote, the past summer has been a lot of focusing on the offense. Last season was a lot of figuring out our press and our team's mentality to go in, win the ball up high, but we're getting into the rhythm of we know how to play. We know how to score different types of goals, and so it's just been committing to the offense and just being on the end of the shots, being ready to follow up, and I know it's been really awesome, end quote there as well. Yeah, so K-State, again, South Dakota State this weekend, 1 o'clock, and this is part of the Wildcat 4-pack game. So again, you want more information on that, go to kstatesports.com for more information on that. You can see this high-flying offense. That might be too far of a stretch, but right now, this is what you need. This is what you need. If you're going to win games, you need your offense to be really, really active. And that's what we have seen the last two games now. You probably can go back to the beginning to Seattle, too, as well. But especially really the last two games of the season. So there's that as well. The Pro Marching Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found free and available daily, which is court. K-State content, iTunes, Spotify. Y'all know what it is. The Pro Marching Podcast, all things K-State sports. Make sure you want to be part of the action for the rest of the summer as we are about to enter into fall. Everybody's wanting that fall crisp weather. Then make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast. All things K-State sports, football, just around the corner. Just about 2 weeks out from K-State taking on the field against Nichols at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. And make sure you do, if you have time, please, definitely leave us a rating. That doesn't make us famous. We don't want the fame, but it helps out, for the most part, have other K-State fans find out more about this podcast, as the McKinnon Braswell, Rollin Tao lead the soccer team to another, not another shutout. I shouldn't say that because we gave them an early go to Hawaii. Shutout dub last night. First regular season game at home of 2026. You get it done against Missouri State. And more importantly, break that little curse. Missouri State not beating them. Well, you took care of that last night, 3-0. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer here in KC. But once again, K-State 3, Missouri State nothing. Alex Aiden, Eddie Greer. This has been another postcast morning edition of the Pro Poncho Podcast. All things K-State Alex. So, Cats.